there's a few more things I'd like to say about what we're watching and seeing in this video that I came to me later. So first off, this dog is being trained to hunt and not to protect. If you are familiar with the old Kohler method of guard dog training, notice that Lee says in the video that this is only the dog's second session. And I'm going to assume that they gave the dog a bite on the first session as well. Well, this is a real problem because this dog has not been provoked and awoke in defensive drive. If you know the Kohler method, I mean, it's weeks before a dog gets relief on a sack and later on a sleeve. And what is mostly being done is the dog is being provoked to a point of fury in defensive drive, not hunting. What is so this is not protection training. Just not at all. This is hog hunting. These dogs are extremely well bred in predatory drive for hogs. And this training is hunting. What was the other thing I was just thinking about? Oh, okay, and then you'll notice, like I said before, Lee says that, notice he's not being vocal. The reason, according to Lee, why the dog is not being vocal is that the dog is saving his energy for the engagement. Well, let's juxtapose this with Gypsy Stratton's protocol, right? Basically, what Lee is doing here is teaching the dog to forfeit threat display. Right, the job of a guard dog isn't to hunt, it's to repel, right? And maybe if you let the dog bark, maybe the bad guy goes away just with barking and growling, right? And that's the reward. The dog wins the conflict. That's not what's being done here. This is hunting. And the reason the dog isn't vocal is because the dog is hunting. It's not because he's saving his energy for the engagement. Lee, could you piss down my back and tell me it's raining again? It's so, you know, and you guys decide. I think my analysis is pretty well spot on here. You know, I was just thinking back when the dogs that I trained, Beauregard and Otis, back in the 1980s and early 90s. And I had Gretchen and Lucy. I had a couple of pit bull dogs. I never in my life ever considered antagonizing those dogs and turning them into guard dogs. It just never really even crossed my mind. And that's what I did with my other dogs. So two things there. This is not protection dog training. This dog is not being conditioned and provoked into anger and defensive drive. It's a hunt, and he's getting his relief and his reward on the sleeve immediately. So basically ruining this, to tell you the truth, ruining this dog for serious protection work. And then you're throwing away alarm and threat display, right? Alarm, challenge, threat display, and then engagement if needs be, but more than likely it's not needs be. And so those are two more things I wanted to throw in of what you're actually watching here. And this is not protection training. This is ruining these dogs for protection training. And I stand on it.